Hey, friend, I'm so excited you're hanging out with me on today's episode. I have been talking about email list, freebie, email sequence, email list provider for the last couple of weeks. And these things are important to build your sales engine or your sales funnel or your marketing machine, if I will call it, so that you have a list of potential customers that you can sell your services or your offer to when you create that offer. Now, in today's episode, I am going to talk about the five things your freebie or your lead generator, that is another name for the freebie. So what are the five things that your freebie must have to attract the right potential customers? We're going to go into all the details into this episode. I'm going to tell you what those things are so that when you're creating your freebie, so that you can run them through this checklist and make sure that they check all five things. All right, I'm excited as usual. Let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your online service-based business? Are you tired of struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure? Do you wish you had a clear plan you could follow to make your calling a reality? Hey friend, you don't have to stay stuck any longer. With a renewed mindset and a clear plan, you can start a business that fulfills your calling and makes a profit. I'm your host, Chichi Ukomado, a Christian business coach, Jesus follower, and a seven-figure service-based entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to streamline your focus, get clarity on your business idea, create your business launch plan, set up your business essentials, and launch your sustainable and profitable business from scratch. You will get tons of encouragement, godly wisdom, and accountability to grow in your faith and new business journey. It's time to partner with God and take your first step to start that business. You know the one I'm talking about? Yes, that one you've been putting off for a long time. In episode 68, I talked about what a freebie is, what an email list is, and when you should create one for your service-based business. Now, I'll just do a brief recap for those that might be hearing the word freebie for the first time. So a freebie is something that is valuable that you create in exchange for a potential customer contact information. Now, this freebie can be a physical product, it can be a digital product, but it must be something of value, something that you can actually sell, and you give it to attract a potential customer to learn more about your services, more about the offers you have in exchange for their contact details. So their contact details can be, maybe they give you their name, their email address, or their phone number, and you give them the freebie in exchange for that information. So that is what a freebie is. It is also called a lead generator. So you might hear people say, oh, you need to create a lead gen. So some people even say the abbreviated version where they say you need to create a lead gen. Whether they call it a freebie, lead gen, lead generator, it is all the same thing. So keep that in mind so that you don't think they're talking about something different. So now that we know what a freebie or a lead generator is, what are the five things your freebie must have to attract potential customers? The first thing your freebie must have must be a captivating title. Yes, your freebie must have a captivating title that piques the interest of your potential customer. Now, it has to be a title to either a problem they are dealing with, a fear they are dealing with, a pitfall they are trying to avoid, something that stops them in their tracks. When they read it, they're like, yes, I need to download this PDF or I need this freebie. Examples can be seven biggest mistakes that keep you stuck at your 9-to-5 and never starting your business. So something like that. Make sure that the title of your freebie is captivating, something that causes your potential customer to think. When they see it, it stops them in their tracks and they're like, I need to download that freebie. I need it, and I need it right now. The second thing your freebie must have is it must deliver massive value or solve a problem for your potential customer. When I defined what a freebie was, I said that it has to be something that is valuable. So a freebie should be so valuable that you can sell it to a potential customer. But you decide not to sell it, you decide to give it to them for free. But the fact that it is free doesn't mean it shouldn't deliver on value. It should be so valuable that your potential customer should say, I can pay for this thing if this person was selling it. So you want to make sure that it is solving a problem for them. So if you're saying 7 biggest mistakes, you are solving a problem. Maybe they are afraid of something and your freebie is solving that problem for them. So the problem you're solving should be something that is saving them money or helping them survive or taking them away from a pain that they are currently dealing with. Make sure that that freebie is valuable and is delivering massive value to a problem that they already have, an existing problem, an existing outcome they are desiring. Make sure that your freebie is addressing something really valuable to them. The third thing your freebie must have is your freebie must have unique knowledge, unique experiences about you as the one who can potentially guide them to the ultimate solution that they're looking for. So your freebie should be unique to you, your knowledge, your experience, your expertise on the problem that you are solving for them in that freebie. So don't try to copy other people. Make it unique to you so that your potential customer can see you as the guide, as the right person they need to hire to give them the ultimate solution they need to a bigger problem that they might be dealing with. So make sure that it's unique. It contains your expertise and is authentic to you and the solution that you are offering to them. The fourth thing your freebie must have is it must speak to the target audience that you have been called to serve. And it must speak to them in the language that they use to describe the problem. So it must be target audience specific, and you must speak in the language that your target audience is using to describe the problem. So if, for example, your target audience wants to start a business and they describe the problem they're having as fear of failure, then when you're creating the freebie, you should speak to them with that same word. So you can say, oh, if you're dealing with the fear of failure, don't go calling it a different thing when they're calling it a fear of failure. Then it should also speak to the target audience that you have been called to serve or you want to serve. So if you have been called to serve Christian professionals, so your freebie should speak to Christian professionals. It should not speak to athletes or maybe professional dancers. Then you'll be talking to the wrong people. So make sure that the content that you put in the freebie is tailored to the particular audience that you're trying to target. And it's even helpful to call out that target audience in your title. So you can say 7 biggest mistakes Christian professionals make when they try to start a business, something like that. So you see how I took the target audience and I put it in the title. So make sure that the content is target audience specific, and you're speaking directly to the people you have been called to serve in the language that they use to describe the problem you are trying to solve for them with that freebie. The fifth thing your freebie must have is it must challenge your potential customer to take a next level action. Now, when I say it must challenge your potential customer to take next action is, don't just give them information in the freebie without giving them the next step they can take to experience even more transformation than they've gotten from the freebie. So use the opportunity to challenge them to take the next action towards the goal that they are trying to accomplish. So maybe I'll use my freebie as an example. So if you download my freebie, which is the Business Clarity Blueprint, in that freebie, I challenge you to book a coaching session because that is the next level. It's not enough to just go through the worksheet and create this business plan. You need to take the next step to actually launch the business. So in my freebie, and I'm using it as an example, I challenge you to take that next step to book a coaching session so that I can help you create a business launch plan that you can follow to launch your business. So if you're creating a freebie for your own potential customers, make sure that you challenge them to take the next step. Make sure that you provide the information on what those next steps should be. Make sure you put a contact information on how they can get across to you whenever they are ready to take that next step. I am one person that loves to read business books because I learned so much from the authors. I've read so many business books, not because I am a business coach or I'm an entrepreneur, but I love to read because that's the way you get access to top business gurus out there without having to pay the hefty price for them to coach you one-on-one. And one of the books I would like to recommend to you, if you're looking to create a freebie, if you're looking to learn more about email lists and things like that, I would like to recommend a book called Marketing Made Simple. This book is written by Donald Miller and Dr. J.J. Peterson. I love Donald Miller's books. His books are very simple, practical, straight to the point, step-by-step guide. You can follow them and create your own freebie. So if you want to learn more, please go to Amazon and purchase this book. I'll put a link to the book in the description for this podcast episode, and I encourage you to purchase it. I have the book, I've read the book, and I'm using it to create not just one freebie, but multiple freebies for my online coaching business. And you can have multiple freebies too, but if you're starting off, you want to start with one and see how your potential customers respond to it, see how they use it, see how many people sign up for it, then you can change it periodically. You can change it from time to time. All right, let's recap real quick. The five things your freebie must have to attract potential customers. The first one is it must have a captivating title that piques your potential customer's interest. The second thing, it must deliver massive value by solving a problem for your potential customer. The third thing is it must have your unique knowledge and experience that positions you as a guide that can help that potential customer solve a bigger problem in the future. The fourth thing, it must speak to your target audience in the language that they use to describe their problem. And the fifth thing is it must challenge your potential customer to take the next action to experience even more transformation. I am always encouraged by the scripture that says, give and it will come back to you. It says the same measure you give will be given back to you. So I encourage you to have this at the back of your mind as you create your freebie, Make sure you create something that gives so much value to your potential customers, and they will give back to you their contact information that you can use to nurture a more lasting business relationship so that you can serve them by selling to them. I would love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned something new and you were encouraged to take action. If so, will you stop right now and share this episode with someone so they can get the help you just got? I'll also love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Until next time, always remember you have all you need to start that business. So keep listening for more episodes. I'll meet you here next week.